the Futurist Command came here because of who we are. They came here because they like the culture of innovation in our city. They came here because a lot of the people that are going to have to move to be part of this command wanted to live in Austin as opposed to the other cities because of our quality of life. That's what we offer primarily. And that's why people primarily want to come to be here, for all the reasons that you're here and I'm here. But outside of that, we didn't offer any incentives.
Did you get any feedback or any pushback from people who were concerned that this operation is a bit of a culture clash with a city that might not embrace an operation that is going to develop the future technology for weapons?
I've heard that concern. I've been involved in those discussions. The first thing to remember is that people are allowed to move to Austin, and the military's brought the command here because they want to be part of the Austin culture. You know, they focus on the culture of innovation. But one of the reasons we have a culture of innovation here is because we have a progressive and welcoming culture. I mean, that also is part of who we are. And I think it's great that the military future planning is going to be taking place in a city like Austin, Texas, where those cultural values are so much of who we are. I mean, what better way for Austin to serve in our nation's service than to make sure that the Austin values and culture are surrounding and encapsulating and becoming integrated with the fabric of what they're trying to do.
The Army's moving a lot faster than Amazon.
The Army moves quickly. I mean, they've decided this is something that they wanted to do. They had a bunch of cities. They narrowed it down to five. They're pretty nimble people, big process. But yeah, they're moving quickly, and they're moving people in quickly, and they're starting quickly. And they're working with the University of Texas and then also with the state. But you're right, they're moving quickly.